Tim O'Reilly and John Battelle opened the Web 2.0 Summit for 2006. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Partner Program. Imagine a world technology leader as your partner, your business partner, your development partner, your marketing partner. Get an advantage in the Intel Software Partner Program. Join today at www.intel.com/partner. Here's Web 2.0 Summit Program Chairs Tim O'Reilly and John Battelle.
All right.
All right. Which one of those two were you, the guy or the bus?
Yeah, right. That was one of the, 19 clips that was the most fun part of putting this thing together, was choosing a bunch of clips for Shorts 2.0, which is running tonight as one group, and we'll just keep sort of bumping in and out of breaks and stuff with interesting, fun, touching clips. We usually do music, but it seemed like the web was moving towards video, and we should too. So
right.
Something
Absolutely.
We did.
Hey, thanks for coming. This is a great turnout. And I have to say, you guys should be thinking, we're so glad to be here, because we had about 5,000 people who asked for invitations who we had to turn down. So I'm really glad to have you here, and I hope you're glad to be here as well.
Yeah, thank you. It's been one hell of a year. Last year, we got up here, and Tim...
Yeah, what did I say? Didn't I say, said, watch out for turning this into a bubble?
Yeah, yeah, you said, don't believe the hype.
Yeah, well,
something like that.
I think something went wrong with that picture. You know, we started this conference.
Did you guys listen to us?
We started this conference after a planning session at O'Reilly in 2003, where we said we got to reignite some excitement in the industry because the web isn't over yet. You know, everybody was still down in the dumps, and I guess we succeeded. Because,
well, I think you guys succeeded. We're the mirror here.
Yeah, right.
So the growth is
cheerleading.
There's an awful lot of really interesting stories that have happened over the last year. We're going to be talking about all of them. You know, the transition of Microsoft from being a major packaged goods company to being a web services-driven company. The dominance of Google across so many markets. Eric's going to be here very shortly. The increase of venture funding for small, nimble companies and very small packages.
You call it the increase of venture funding?
Decrease in the size, the increase in the availability to entrepreneurs.
Yeah, right.
It's a good thing. Major players actually becoming the replacement for IPOs, really, in terms of small entrepreneurially driven companies looking for an exit. They now look to platform companies much more than they do the public markets, which is interesting. Yeah. Mary Meeker will be here again to give us an equity update on that. The rise of what Tim first called the harnessing collective intelligence, now kind of user-generated content, which has been a huge story this past year. Of course, MySpace and YouTube and all the massive acquisitions there. And there's an awful lot more, but we're going to get to all of it.
So I wanted just to take a moment to highlight a couple of ideas. And, something went wild here. See, I should be able to. No. Well,
this reminds me of the Launchpad.
It does.
We just launched 13 companies and products in the last in an hour and a half, and it was really something. Can we bring up Tim's computer?
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. So you guys probably remember this is the piece of Web 2.0 that I think everybody really got. You know, I wrote a paper and I described a bunch of these ideas, and a lot of it boiled down to this idea of Web 2.0 is about harnessing network effects to build applications that get better the more people use them. And that's the short form of that was what I called harnessing collective intelligence. But it could also be called user self-service. And I guess the reason I wanted to highlight this is because this is the start of the real disruption. And the best example of this kind of asymmetric competition that can come from user self-service actually comes from Craigslist. Craig Newmark, the founder, showed a great slide at Google Zeitgeist conference last year, and I've been showing it ever since, because it looks like this. Now, it's a little overstated, because since Craig posted this, a couple of the people have moved around. And besides, Craigslist has increased its employee count by 25%.
So yeah, they're like really, a 21 now.
Yeah. You know, but that really shows you the power of user-generated content, that somebody can be a real player with such a tiny company. And that's a huge disruption. So we have to really think about that. But the other thing that we have to think about, and this is just something I just really want to impress on you guys, when we talked about harnessing collective intelligence, we also talked about a couple of other big Web 2.0 ideas that are really starting to play out. And when I've brainstormed with people, I find them still struggling with these ideas. And these ideas, well, first of all, are, I'm sorry, I always a problem when you go with slides. Just want to say, back to the disruption, we don't actually lose the ability to make money, right? Clayton Christensen has this wonderful phrase, the law of conservation of attractive profits, which meant that for all the money that came out of the ecosystem with people like Craigslist, we have the value that's created by people like Google. But we have to really remember some of these other principles. Google has built this enormous database, which gives them enormous power. The players, the big get bigger. And another way of saying this phrase, data is the intel inside, is whose tail is it? Who is the dog that's wagging the long tail? And we have to start seeing how this is starting to become a platform game. And that was another principle that we talked about, which is a platform beats an application every time. And fabulous phrase, a statement came from Deborah Traperty, who's going to be on stage, I think, tomorrow,
yep.
Where she said, in the future, being on someone's platform will mean being hosted on their infrastructure. I was just talking with Eric Schmidt backstage, and he's thinking very similar things. I think John's going to be exploring that with him.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to understand is that even though there's this wonderful bubbling up of user-generated content, that's the beginning of Web 2.0, but it's not the end. And we're now in this stage where the disruption has happened, and now we're starting to see the consolidation, whether it's through acquisition, through gaining control of key markets. We're going to see a lot of interesting things happen, and I believe that the Web 2.0 of next year is going to be very, very different than the Web 2.0 of this year.
Yep.
Back to you, John.
Well, so the theme is disruption and opportunity. I think that there's an awful, like, you look at what Craigslist did in terms of disrupting a $15 billion classifieds market, but there's also opportunity, and we're starting to see the what you might call the incumbents figure out that this stuff is for them as well. I mean, you're looking at now the major labels and studios finding detente with Google and YouTube, or at least they're in talks to come to detente, which is very different than the stance they had just a year ago.
Right.
Or the fact that newspaper companies are now working with Google on testing an ad system that for backfill inventory for their newspapers. You look at Amazon and what they're doing is becoming an entire platform IT infrastructure for potentially for very large enterprises, as well as, of course, startups. All of these things we're going to discuss. Jeff Bezos will be here tomorrow morning. We'll have a conversation about that. And let us give you just a very brief tour of what you're in for, because it's really a great lineup. It starts with Eric Schmidt. It ends with David Filo of Yahoo. And in the middle, you've got the introduction of a great new platform called Vox from Six Apart. Barry Diller and Arthur Sulzberger will be here. Jack Ma will be here. Nicholas Zennstrom. That's just today.
I was going to say one thing that's really important to think about when you talk about Nicholas and Skype, talking about the platform power of the internet. I was talking with someone recently from Skype, and they pointed out that they have only 12 servers. So we're focused on the large platform plays like Google's hundreds of thousands of servers. But we have to realize the power of the network also for distributed infrastructure. So Skype, depending on how you look at it, either has 12 servers or 5 million, depending on how many users are online.
Exactly.
So talk about disruption. We've got some huge cross currents in
By
this
the way,
market.
Nicholas, tonight at dinner, sponsored by Hakia, very thankful to them for that. This is his first interview in front of the industry since he's been allowed to be back in the United States without being served papers. So that should be very interesting.
And he's not done yet either. With his
He's got a few more
disruptive plans.
You know, he's got some really interesting stuff up his sleeve. We'll talk about that. Tomorrow, we start with Jeff Bezos. We have Bruce Chizen from Adobe. We have a debate on net neutrality, which should be fun. We have tons of high-order bits, short presentations. There's a couple today, one from Joey Ito and Vox, of course. The CEO of SciWorld, the CIO of FedEx, next to each other. That'll be interesting. One after the other. Ross Levinson, introduction of Ning, another platform play from Mark Andreessen and Gina. We have Jim Lanzone and Steve Berkowitz, who have made a career of trying to compete with Google. Jonathan Miller from AOL, Ray Ozzie from Microsoft, and a very special guest on Wednesday night, which I'm not allowed to tell you about yet.
But that's really cool.
It's really cool. Tomorrow morning, I can tell you. I'm told I can tell you tomorrow morning, and you'll understand why. You want to tell them about day three?
All right. Well, on day three, we've got the VC report with Roger McNary and Ram Sriram. We have an alumni report. We're actually having some people back to talk about how they've done in the last year. We're going to be hearing from Kevin Rose and Marissa Mayer. And then we have an interesting panel, EMI and the Pirates.
Yeah, we got Eric Kleptone and the vice chairman of EMI, and Eric Kleptone and, you know, the night at the Hit Opera, which is this extraordinary kind of mashup of music, really, really ticked off the folks at EMI.
And you guys loved the teen panel last year, right? Well, this year we brought back the teens, but we also brought their parents, which is going to be kind of cool.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. And of course, we're ending with David Filer.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to bring up just before we get on with the conference is you guys have probably noticed that we've renamed the conference the Web 2.0 Summit. And that's because of those 5,000 people who tried to get in who couldn't. We realized we needed to have another conference for everybody else, not only because we want to do something bigger, but also more practical, hands-on, you know, for programmers, designers, developers, the people who are actually building the applications. And so we've actually announced another Web 2.0 Expo, which includes a technical conference, which will be held April 15th to 18th at Moscone West. That way we can let in all the people who we couldn't let into this more exclusive gathering, which in homage to John's past events, we've renamed the Web 2.0 Summit, because that's what John is just the master of, is bringing together the...
I used to have a conference called the Internet Summit. Didn't you guys used to go to that? That was a good conference, wasn't it? Those were the days. Look at this. More of you chuckled than actually said you came. I don't know what that's all about. One last thing. This room is a great room. It's a great place. There's more room for everybody. We had amazing workshops, actually, where you weren't cheek by jowl, except maybe in a couple of the rooms. Sorry about that. But. Still in all, there may be times when there's not a seat available here. Google has sponsored an overflow lounge, which is up in Twin Peaks, and it's got really super cool white sofas and live video feeds and snacks and all sorts of good stuff. So if you want to hang out up there and check out the conference, you can as well. And with that, I think
let's
get it
going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tim O'Reilly and John Battelle at the Web 2.0 Summit 2006. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Partner Program. Imagine winning new customers with a world technology leader as your partner. Create maximum impact and win new customers as a member of the Intel Software Partner Program. Target attractive high-growth markets through partner initiatives. Build awareness of your solutions with innovative sales campaigns and stimulate sales through participation in the channel marketplace. From strategic planning and product development to marketing and sales, membership in the Intel Software Partner Program brings you new opportunities to benefit every aspect of your business. Are you ready to maximize your market and sales opportunities? Join the Intel Software Partner Program today at www.intel.com/partner.